Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is a Peach State Primary Tuesday edition, so glad you're listening. Dominic's gonna join us very, very soon. But you can join us right now. You just gotta dial 844-967-2789. Fancy Ryan, lots of stuff going on all around the country, including some breaking news. Greta Van Susteren taking a job at Newsweek. I don't know. You gotta shun her at this point, do you not? I mean, just, I've got to turn my back upon her. Shame. Shame, Greta.
Well, it's not exactly the most credible of organizations.
You know, but I always saw her on sort of the straight end of the Fox News. What I mean, you know, she did the show and whatever, but I didn't see her as sort of the partisan ideologue. You know, she didn't go all Lou Dobbs out there or Greta, Maria Bartiromo. Yeah. Something happened with her. She used to be on MSNBC or CNBC financials, and now she's like drank all the Kool-Aid and looking for rigged elections out there.
Maybe they're using Greta as a shield to bring the integrity to them, as if like, oh, but she has integrity. Now we have collectively more integrity.
I guess they would have more than they once had. That's still a pretty low bar.
I'm not looking forward to it either way.
Here's the flip side of the Trump supportive. The current president, Joe Biden, is going to sign a policing order on the second anniversary of George Floyd's death. That came, the news at least, came today. So tomorrow, Biden is expected to sign an executive order on the two-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd that intends to increase accountability in policing, a source familiar with the plans confirmed to The Hill. Now, I want to contrast, you know, this thought, George Floyd, and what happened? Right-wing talk radio. I listened in. Right-wing talk radio. You know, the big guys, Clay and Buck, got the old former Rush Limbaugh slot. Well, they said, oh, of course it was terrible what happened to George Floyd. And, you know, the specific cop, Derek Chauvin. Well, he's a bad guy. Bad apple. But you can't blame all cops. And that's what the Democrats did. And now crime's out of control. Well, that's what they claim, Fancy Brian. And if you look at the murder rates in a number of big cities, including Milwaukee, where you can hear us right now, well, there's certainly a spike. I can't tell you precisely what it's attributable to. But, I mean, am I to believe that if cops can't kneel on a guy's neck for 9 minutes and kill him, that then they can't enforce the laws? You know, you need that at your disposal. The kneel of death. If I can't have that, then how am I going to ever keep them apart? Just anarchy on the streets. Anyways, Biden on Wednesday is expected to sign an executive order on the two-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd. The executive order would establish a national database of officers who've been fired for misconduct and require federal agencies to update their policies on the use of force, the source said. Now, the New York Times, which first reported on the order, said the measure will also restrict the transfer of most military equipment to local law enforcement agencies. Once upon a time, I had the top cop here in Madison, Chief Koval. And I like Chief Koval, but he was here and he was bragging about this new piece of military armament they had put into use here for the local police department. I said, Chief, you got a new tank. I like your new tank. And he said, no, this is just like an RV on steroids. Like an armor-plated RV on steroids, something like that. But it has bothered me quite a bit, because when you got these weapons at your disposal, somebody wants to use them. Somebody gets a little trigger-happy, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, how do those things get used to keep the peace?
Because case there's a George Floyd protest that breaks out, you got your tank to roll out.
It's fear. The thing uses fear to control people.
Well, fear sometimes works, or at least that's the thought. Now, the signing, the executive order, will come 2 years to the day after Floyd was killed, after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin pinned him to the street and kneeled on his neck. Floyd's killing set off a wave of protest across the country against police brutality and racial injustice. And it effectively sort of corresponded with the Tucker Carlson Great Replacement Theory campaign that he's been working about a year on the national TV, on the cable news. A little bit more. The executive order has been in the works for months. It has reportedly reworked, after police groups pushed back against the language and the reforms included in the January version. Now, civil rights leaders have long urged Biden to sign an executive order while cautioning the burden is on Congress to enact permanent changes. The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, which would overhaul qualified immunity and outlaw no-knock warrants and chokeholds at the federal level, will it pass the House? Shocker, fans, Brian, stalled in the Senate. The more deliberative body, you know, the filibuster body. Tomorrow will mark 2 years since George Floyd's cruel murder at the hands of police officers. We know full well that an executive order cannot address America's policing crisis the same way Congress has the ability to, but we've got to do everything we can, according to NAACP President Derek Johnson in his statement. There's no better way to honor George Floyd's legacy than for President Biden to take action by signing a police reform executive order. Well, there's a few more things he could do, but, you know, at least it's a step of acknowledgement. Now, my understanding also, part of this order, federal authorities would be mandated to stop incidents of police brutality. So if you've got ATF, if you've got, you know, the FBI sitting there and you got a cop kneeling on a guy's neck, the federal authority would be obligated under this executive order, my understanding, to take some proactive action and stop the police brutality. But of course, an executive order, Trump wins re-election, or, you know, maybe a Ron DeSantis sort. Well, hell, man, he's got his own cops down in Florida. They got the election cops. I mean, how crazy is that? The governor of the state of Florida has his own election cops. You know, you talk about fear. What do you think the election cops are for? You think they're to uphold clean and fair elections? Or, you know, put the fear of God in them? Fear Ron. DeSantis. Come back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates. Dominic joining next. You can join us. 844-967-2789. Evan Kung Fu Fighting in the Madison World Headquarters. Lightly screening your calls.
Well, first of all, there is no police brutality in America. We ended that back in the 60s.